In the beginning of this week's parsha, the incident Vayera Hashem Elov Be'Eloyne Mamre, where the Rebbein Shem came to visit Avram B'Yom Shlish L'Milose, it was Kechayim Ayoyim, the Malachim came, Avram Avinu got up from his visit from the Rebbein Shem, from Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, in order to be Oisik in the mitzvah of Hachnosas Arachim. It's interesting that the blow-by-blow description of Avram's Hachnosas Arachim was only after Avram Avinu was already Avram Avinu. The 75 years before that, that Avram Avinu had his hotel and was serving the needs of guests from the world over is not described. When Avram Avinu reached the pinnacle of his greatness, Acha Milos, B'yom Shlish L'Milos, when he was zoichet to become the Merkava of the Shechina Kedosha, only then did the Torah give us the blow-by-blow description, because only then was the mitzvah complete. The mitzvah, which is Klal Yisrael's mitzvah, Bishlei Musa L'Deri Deris, is the mitzvah when it's done by a person who's an Adam HaSholem. As far as the Rebbein Shem's visit to Avram Avinu, Gemara in Soita Daf Yudal sees in that an expression of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. The Gemara says over there, the pasuk says, Akri Hashem Teleichun, how does one, so to speak, follow, trail in the Rebbein Shem's footsteps? And the Gemara says that one has to do the acts that one sees that the Rebbein Shem does. Akri Hashem Teleichun, similar to the idea the Gemara brings in other places, Hadbik Mimidoisev, Mahurach, Mafaturach, Mahucha, Navatachan. So too the Gemara in Soita says that the Rebbein Shem is Mavaka Cholim. Gemara brings the example of the Rebbein Shem coming to be Mavaka Choyla B'yom Shlishi L'Milose of Avram Avinu. And in that context, since the Rebbein Shem is Oisik, so to speak, in Bikur Cholim, we are mitzuvah to follow in his footsteps and also to be Oisik in Bikur Cholim, Kfuras HaMes, Achnos Zorchim, Achnos Kala. And the Gemara gives different examples where the Rebbein Shem is Oisik in each one of these mitzvahs. What's interesting is that if the Gemara is mechayiv in the context of Akhi Hashem Teleichum, L'chayiv should be a mitzvah deraisa. The Bahag, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Bahag, the predecessor of the Rambam in counting mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Seh Lamed Vav, counts Bikur Cholim as a mitzvah Seh deraisa. He does not bring the Gemara in Soita Daf Yudal. His Makor for Bikur Cholim being a mitzvah Seh deraisa is a Gemara above Mitzvah Daf Lamed. And the Gemara says over there, the Gemara takes apart a pasuk in pasuk Pashut Yisroi, es haderech asher yelchu bo, es haderech, the Gemara says, zuk milz chasodim, asher yelchu bo, ze bikur cholim, bo, zuk kfuras hameis. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in his Minyan Mitzvos, argues, he says, that pasuk is an asmachta balma. That's not the simple reading of the pasuk, that's a drosh of Chazal in different mitzvahs. What's the idea b'chalal behind all these mitzvahs? The Rambam clearly says in Perek Yudal Mehilchas Ovel that there are seven types of chiyuvei dirabonon chesed shebegufa. He counts achnos zor, achnos kalo, levoyis hameis, and over there he goes into what's incumbent on a person in order when he's near a levay, he's mechuyv to be mitzaref, achnos kalo, achnos zor. What goes into every one of these mitzvahs? But the Rambam says Rabban. The Rabban wonders what happened to the Gemara in Soita Daf Yudalit. Why isn't that a mechayiv for the Rambam to say that there's a mitzvah same in the rice of Bikur Cholim? The answer would seem to be, the Pshan, the Rambam would seem to be, that there's two distinct inyonim going on. The Rambam says over there in Hilchos Avol that the seven mitzvahs that he calls of Chesed Shebegufoy are based, Adrabbanon, they're based on the umbrella heading of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoich, which means there are seven v'avdol recha kamoich is clearly a person's, a yid's tzivui, to rechen, to count another's needs like his own. You want to say it in the way Chazal say, madason elok, al tasa l'chavirecho, in the positive sense, do unto others v'avdol recha kamoich. In that sense, there are seven types of worrying, looking out for another's welfare, that's incumbent on every member of Klal Yisrael. The specific maisim that one is mechuyev to do is derabbanon. The chiyuv deraisa and soita daf yudalid of Achi Hashem Teleichun is not a chiyuv mitzad another's needs. It's not one's own chiyuv. The chiyuv is a yid is mechuyev to mizdavik mimidoisev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not benodin l'chaveru, that's benodin l'atzmoy. That's a person being Oisik in self-perfection and finding ways to follow in the Rebbein Shem's footsteps. What's the nafkemina? If it's benodin l'atzmoy, benodin l'chaveru, either way you have to do what you have to do. If one is faced, if somebody needs a place to stay, somebody needs a place to eat, you mechuyev to take him in. There's a chiyuv of hachnosas orchim. If somebody is involved, somebody's near, on site, exactly what the chiv is, you have to look in the Rambam, somebody's on site, and there's a chuppah going on, yeah, achnos is kalu. If there's a levaya, you can just walk away from levaya, halvoy is hamez. All that a person is, what's the difference if it's a chiv, ben adam lechaveh, ben adam la'atzmoy, ben adam la'mokim, so to speak, the chiv is, the difference is very simple. The seven chilukim, the seven mitzvahs that the Rambam counts, are incumbent on a person to do all of them whenever they show up. As far as a person's pursuit of self-perfection, of shleimus, what happens if I decide that I'm more of a bikachon type of guy than hachnosis orkim? Hachnosis kala doesn't work for me, halvois emes does work for me. Maybe I could pick and choose. But said my being Isaac in self-perfection, maybe I could choose that which comes easier, or maybe that which is more my, I don't know, my sheirush and neshama, my keiches and nefesh. But when we're talking about the chuyiv, a yid is mechuyiv to another's welfare. He's mechuyiv to make sure another yid has a place to eat and sleep. He's mechuyiv to make sure the yidin get married, the yidin are nischabit b'moysam. All that, you can't pick and choose. Any one of those seven efanim of mitzvahs that come your way, you're mechuyiv to be Isaac in. That would be the nafkamina between saying it's Drabon Derais. Look in the Dharm, Daf Lamatesam and Basin. Over there, there's two Chalakim and Bika Choylem. There's one actually physically being Isaac in the needs of a Choyla. And there's another Bakoshes Rachman. But that Bakoshes Rachman is not a Chiyuv Tvila. That's, again, a need, a Chiyuv, to look out for another's welfare. That's all Mitzad the Choyla. Then there's something else. I am using Bika Cholim as a vehicle to be Isaac in self-perfection. That might be subjective to what works for me. That would be enough community between the two chiyuvim. Another point to remember is what happens, let's say somebody wants to be Yoitza, not by being Isaac in Bika Cholim himself. He doesn't. Chesed doesn't work for me. I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm doing my thing. But I have a chiyuv to make sure other people's needs are taken care of, so I'll do that by paying money. My time is money. I'd rather make my own money, and I'd rather shell out money to set up a bikachayim, to set up a town hachnosas orchim. Now, it happens to be that it is incumbent on every town, on every Yiddish community, to as a community, to be Isaac in these mitzvahs, and that's the need for giving money and for supporting and for being involved in bikachayim, in hachnos orchim, in hachnos kala, and so on. But the Rambam calls these mitzvahs shebegufoy. It would seem to indicate that there's some type of chiv big gufoy. Would it be enough to give money? That's not clear. If we're talking about the mitzvah of self-perfection, that's for sure that writing out a check is not a substitute for being involved in the process of self-perfection by actually physically taking care of other Eden. There's no, writing out a check is not an act of self-perception. It's an act of sharing your wealth with somebody else. We call that tzedakah. And the way the Rambam says it, tzedakah is b'mamoyne, chesed is b'kufay u b'mamoyne. So that's clear that chesed, even though chesed is b'mamoyne, but there's chesed shebekufay, the self-perfection of Achri Hashem Te'alechem would certainly not be niskayim if a person writes out a check. It does not mean that mitzat sorchei achoylo we should only be asking in self-perfection, which means that if there is a need, if the needs of people in the community, whether it be a place to stay, hachnosom, hachnos kala, people coming from Eretz Yisrael, people in the hospital, if there's a need for an infrastructure, that would be mechayev us to give money, not only midin stock, be mechayev us midin tzorchei achoylo. But besides that, there's also a mitzvah, and that might be subjective to what works for a person. For a person to be Isaac himself in tzorchei other members of Klal Yisrael, in order to facilitate that process of Achrei Hashem Te'alechem, of self-perfection. It's an important point to remember. Not only writing out, not only make sure that others' needs are met, but it's also the fact that we are mechuyev to be involved in a constant asik of doing chesed. The chesed might be giving somebody a good word. The chesed might be actively looking for other people for jobs, but it would seem that there's a specific chiyuv for every member of Klal Yisrael to be asik in actively and physically involving himself in the process of other people's needs. Just one more maramokim, an interesting point. The Ramo has a tshuva where he talks about somebody wanted to back out of a rental contract. Reuven had rented a house to Shimon, had been maskir a house to Shimon, and then somebody in Shimon's family was sick with something that he felt maybe was contagious. He wanted to back out of the contract. The Ramo says, if you think that you could claim mekach toys because of something that might be contagious, then you'd be mevatel the mitzvah bikachoylem. Every bikachol, there's always a chance that maybe you're going to catch that which the chayla has, and we don't find such a tour because there is a mitzvah bikachol. So obviously, we don't look out for contagious diseases. Well, what's pshat about this? Does the Rambam mean to say that one is not supposed to be worried about his own health? So what's clear is the Rambam is not talking about when there's a clear and present danger to one's health. One is not mechuyev to put himself in danger for another's welfare. The same way you're not mechuyev to jump into an ocean, into a raging river, to save somebody else if there's a legitimate chance that you're going to be swept away. That's not the discussion of the Rambam about where somebody wanted to use that as an excuse where there wasn't a clear and present danger. That the Rambam says, if you're going to say that you always have to have nervin, you always have to be choshish, altsana yoyse rochuk, for some type of health concern, so then there wouldn't be a mitzvah b'kacholim. How could you be yoyseh anytime and going to hospitals if there's a chance that maybe there are germs in the hallways? The fact that there are germs in the hallways, and there are in hospitals germs, the worst place for a sick person is a hospital, we always say. There are germs in the hallway of a hospital that does not patter up a person from being oisik in the physical participation that he had of taking care of other people's needs. A b'kacholim, obviously that's not a p'tur, the Rambam means to say. Now, maybe the Rambam is wrong and the mitzvah is mechayev want to put oneself in the zakana. That's partial, then not. Because any mitzvah which is predicated on meeting somebody else's needs, we have the same idea in Hashav Zaveda. Hashav Zaveda, one is not mechayev to look out for another's monetary benefit at the extent. One is not mechayev to miss a day's work in order to facilitate somebody getting back in Aveda. One is not mechayev to jeopardize his health in order to make sure that somebody else's health is taken care of. There is an interesting shita mekubetz in Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that says that there's no ptur of zokim einu lefi chvoido. When something is not on the level of somebody, a doll carriage is not mechuyev, an older distinguished person is not mechuyev to pick up a doll or a doll carriage on the street to return to a child who lost it. Zokim einu lefi chvoido. The shita says that ptur is not true by bikachelim. The Gemara clearly says by bikachelim that gedolim are mechuyev to be oisik in bikachelim of ktanim. Why? Because besides for the being concerned for another's welfare, which you might then be able to stand on your dignity and say it's not your welfare, take care of somebody else's welfare, but there's another chiv of bikachelim in terms of the self-perfection that's involved. And in that sense, where you can't pull out, you're mechuyev to push yourself. Same way the Rebbe Shem came to visit Avrom, even though it's not lefi chvoidoi, we are mechuyev to be involved in another's physical welfare because that's our chiv as people, as coming closer to the Rabban Shlel. In terms of worried about the Chayla's health, maybe there would be a Ptur of Zogim Vin L'Chvoide. Again, this is B'derech Efshem, because maybe the concern for another's welfare overrides, it's only monetary welfare that we're allowed to override because of a concern for one's own dignity. But the Pashtus is that even if the welfare of somebody else would not be doiche our dignity, but as far as the mitzvah of Achri Hashem Teileichun, that would be mechayev, and then we would not be able to waive somebody else's well-being with a concern for our own of Zokumen Lefich Foydeh.